welcome to Psychedelic Insights, a podcast made by Reinfang and the Danish Center for Psychedelic Awareness. Most of the 10 episodes of this series were recorded at the Interdisciplinary Conference on Psychedelic Studies 2022, which took place between the 22nd and 24th of September in Haarlem Philharmonie near to Amsterdam. In the series, you will meet 10 speakers from the conference who all do research or work within the psychedelic field. Each of them takes different perspectives to the study and usage of psychedelic substances, and our hope is that the episodes will collectively leave you with an impression of the variety of themes and interests currently at play in the blooming interest in psychedelics. In this first episode of this series, we want to begin with giving you a crash course in what psychedelics are, and highlight some of the reasons why they have become such a prominent research focus and object of public interest in recent years. Put simply, psychedelics indicate a group of substances that causes an alteration of consciousness, often associated with the amplification and intensification of immediate experience and emotions, a warping of space and time, and the ability to see patterns and connections between a multiplicity of themes, domains, and objects, sometimes related to one's own autobiography, political materiality, or the nature of reality itself. This group of substances entail the classical psychedelic DMT, which is also in ayahuasca, mescaline, psilocybin in magic mushrooms, and LSD. All of these primarily work as serotonin agonists on the 5-HT2A receptor and have rich cultural histories. Lately, and for various reasons, other types of drugs have come to be dubbed as psychedelics too. These include, but are not limited to, MDMA, ketamine, ibogaine, cannabis and salvia. The effects of psychedelics are heavily dependent on the specific substance and dose, but even more important is what is referred to as set and setting. The word set, denoting the pre-existing mindset and psychological makeup of the individual having the psychedelic experience. For example, what do they expect will happen? How do they feel about it? What is their current mood and mental state? And setting denotes the immediate environment in which the psychedelic experience takes place, including the objects, the music, the people, and etc. More recently, the terms matrix and collective set and setting have also gained attention. These concepts refer to the social, cultural, and political dimensions that shape the psychedelic experience and the succeeding interpretation and meaning-making thereof. Which stories are being told about psychedelics? Which rituals, institutions, systems, and structures are they ingrained in? Are they, for example, socially accepted? And if not, how does that influence the individual undergoing a psychedelic experience? In sum, all these different variables, the dose, the individual and collective set and setting, shape the form, experiential content, and effects of a psychedelic ingestion. It is often said that the Western scientific interest in psychedelic substances has come in two major waves. The first one began when Albert Hofmann synthesized LSD in 1943, and the wave had its peak during the 60s. More than 1,000 academic articles were published on the topic, more than 40,000 people participated in clinical trials, and the scientific enthusiasm around the potential of psychedelic substances to manage various mental health issues was strong. However, several interacting variables caused an abrupt halt in research in the early 70s. And for more than two decades, almost no research was conducted. The beginning of the second wave of psychedelic research, and the one which we are surfing right now, is often credited to a study in 2006 on the mystical and spiritual dimensions of the psychedelic experience conducted by Roland Griffiths and colleagues. Since then, both public and academic interest in these substances has been mushrooming, designating a psychedelic renaissance. Scientific research increasingly seems to indicate that psychedelics, when used under specific circumstances, hold potential to alleviate a variety of mental health conditions, including depression, anxiety, eating disorders, and PTSD. This potential has caused a huge influx of capital into what has been dubbed the psychedelic industry. Media outlets are catching an interest in what might be a revolution for psychiatry, and the general population might be doing ayahuasca in Peru, psychedelic leadership trainings in Holland, techno raves in Berlin, or seeking out treatment for various ailments in the psychedelic underground, which continues to flourish. Venture capital, big pharma, small pharma, sustainable economists, indigenous cultures, underground facilitators, psychonauts, and a variety of other actors are all engaged in conversations about what the psychedelic future should entail. Should psychedelics be strictly medicalized and become another tool in the psychiatric toolbox? Should they be made available for religious pursuits? Legalized in a way that allows companies to brand, market, and sell them in retreat centers or on street corners? Should they be regulated and controlled by the state or simply decriminalized? All of these questions are converging in a time and era defined by a mental health crisis, energy, COVID and financial crisis, war, and unprecedented ecological destruction, but also a time of immense technological development, cultural exchange, information accessibility, and a global desire and multi-generational effort to change the tides. So what is the role of psychedelic substances in such a milieu? What role can they play in our brain? What role can they play in our mental health systems? And in our everyday life? Our relation to that which is bigger than ourselves, our social relations, and our way of relating to nature. By interviewing some of the most knowledgeable individuals on the topic, this podcast series attempts to address and negotiate some of these questions. Thank you for listening. This podcast was made in a collaboration between Reinfang and SEPTA, the Danish Center for Psychedelic Awareness. The music in the podcast was made by Victor Lange. Thank you to the Open Foundation for organizing and funding the ICPR conference and for providing us with a quiet space during the conference days for doing the podcast recordings.